Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero. This is The Soul of Business. Today we speak with Ms. Lo Yen Ling, Chairman of the Mayor's Committee and Mayor of Southwest District, to find out about the recently launched CDC Student Meal Scheme. Mayor, welcome to the show. Now, the CDC Student Meal Scheme was launched last week as part of the Singapore Together movement. Could you give us an overview of this meal scheme? How does it work? Tell us everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Clarissa. Very happy to join you today. Yes, indeed. The CDC Students Meal Program was launched only 8 days ago, just last Tuesday, by the five mayors. And basically, this program aimed to benefit at least 12,000 primary school and secondary school students staying in the rental block to support them in terms of their meals as they go through home-based learning, all the way to 4th of May, and as we know from Prime Minister yesterday, it will be extended to 1st of June. But of course, for home-based learning, it's until 4th of May, and thereafter, 5th of May onwards, actually, you also know from MOE's press release yesterday, that will be the commencement of the mid-year holiday.
Right. So they're not going to be in school. It's technically their school holidays,
yes.
But we are going to continue with the circuit breaker. Do you think you'll be initiating another plan to support these vulnerable children, or will it be part of this plan, or is there any plan to expand this meal scheme?
Right. Clarissa, we are very heartened by how the partners came together to launch this scheme all within less than 10 days. You know, it happens because the five mayors, we can't meet each other, right? So we have daily online meetings, and I was doing the direct negotiation with the Grab team, led up by the head of Singapore, Wee Tang. They were very enthusiastic. And of course, with the generosity of the donor, Dr. Tahir, all this from ideation to fruition, it only takes about 10 days. And I'm quite sure, as we think about the extended circuit breaker, we really want to be very child-centric focused here, especially our children staying in the vulnerable families. And we are prepared to see how we can continue to look at new programs to benefit these children, or even whether is there a need to do a top-up. But as of now, we are at the eighth day. And Clarissa, I must tell you, you are the first person to know. In fact, your channel is the first to know that the target was to benefit 12,000 children staying in the rental block. And as of today, more than 6,000 children have each received $55 credit in their e-wallet to buy food.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you're about halfway getting the money to those kids.
Indeed, indeed. And we have a few more days to go till next Monday. That is final day of the submission. And we want to keep it very simple, Clarissa. Actually, this particular program really departs from the usual way that we launch a program. As you know, in the past, they may have to send in a form or queue up at a particular place like the CC. But we really want to be very child-centric here, number one, to make sure that we provide them the necessary support during the home-based learning, number two, to keep them safe. And the safest place for them is to be at home. So we just need them to send us an email of their name, their school, their standard, and also their mobile number and their address. That's all. And in less than 3 days, we will check through some of these details, coordinate behind the scene, and then credit them with $55. And from the comfort and the safety of their home, they can then browse through 7,000 GrabFood merchants to choose a meal of their choice, in fact, do a pre-order, and then quickly go down and pick up the food.
All right, let's go back a little bit. You said 12,000 students was the target. You're halfway there already. Who are these children that the meal plan benefits? Do they have to meet a certain financial criteria, or their parents do? Or is it because they're living in a rental flat, therefore they qualify?
It's a good question. And that would be the typical question we will ask when we are thinking through a typical scheme. But we all know this is unprecedented time. And we really want to make sure children who need help get the help as early as possible. And basically, we're just thinking a very, very simple principle. Every child matters. And during this very trying period when our children are missing the support and familiarity of school, we want the kids staying in the rental block to know that they are not alone. There are people who care for them and the community is rallying behind them. I think you and I will agree, it is difficult to start a day without breakfast. And it's even more difficult to concentrate on home-based learning on an empty stomach. So we came together to do this, to support the kids from rental blocks, simply because, and we launched the program on last Tuesday, one day after MOE's announcement of the extension of meals, school meals program to the Children on Financial Assistance Program. Allow me to just quickly recap. So last Monday, MOE announced that the primary school students who are on FAS will receive $80, while the secondary school students will receive $120. So our scheme should be seen in complement to the MOE program, and that's why we wanted to provide additional support to the primary and secondary school students staying in rental blocks to make sure that they have a good meal to start, and not just breakfast, but also lunch and dinner.
All right. It sounds great, and it sounds easy, which is great, because children don't necessarily know how to fill out forms and what have you, so this makes it very, very easy for them to tap into the scheme.
Indeed. Well, as I've explained earlier, we wanted them to be able to do so from home. And we think this, and within 10 days and coordination between the mayors and Grab and also Dr. Tahir, our donor, we wanted the scheme to harness the use of technology to be able to observe the rules of circuit breaker period and also to allow us to observe safe distancing rule. And we think this is one way for us to encourage more people to come on board our nation's Smart Nation initiative by using technology to better serve our residents' needs.
Right. Okay. We're speaking with Ms. Lo Yen Ling, Chairman of Mayor's Committee and Mayor of Southwest District. Now, you said you were in communication with the other mayors and it was mostly done on the phone. It must take a good working relationship between the mayors to have pulled this off in such a short period of time.
Indeed. Actually, the five mayors, and if you allow me to rattle off your name, Dr. Maliki Osman is the mayor of Southeast District, and we have Mr. Desmond Chu, mayor of the Northeast District, and we have Mayor Denise Pua, mayor of Central Singapore, and we have Dr. Teo Ho Pin, mayor of Northwest. Really enjoy a strong sense of camaraderie, and we are a very closely knitted family. So, you know, obviously we maintain chat groups, and we have daily video conferencing sessions to talk through this. And we know that time to market is most critical to make sure that the children who can benefit from this, we want them to come on board as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the meal subsidy as early as possible.
Right. Now, some of us, and I am guilty of this, even though you are my mayor, some of us are a bit unfamiliar with the community development councils. What do you actually do? You know, what is your overview?
Right, Clarissa, now that I know that you are a resident in Southwest District, I'll come to you. Well, the five CDCs actually have a simple mission. And we have, if I can use the simple ABC framework. Mm-hmm. So our mission is to assist the needy, A. B, bond the people. C, connect the community. And our key priorities really include uplifting lives, improving lives, especially for our vulnerable residents. Whether they are, some of them could be staying rental blocks, some of them could be socially isolated seniors or single parents, etc. And another plank of another important thing where we focus on is to promote volunteerism amongst the individual and also the corporate. So we look forward to working closely with you in any capacity.
All right. I will volunteer. If you tell me what I can do for my community, I promise you I will volunteer.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you.
All right, let's go back to the plan. Now, you said you came together with philanthropist Dr. Tahir and Grab Singapore. It should be noted that there was a generous donation from Dr. Tahir. And I also think it's important to highlight the $60,000 contributed by Grab's COVID-19 Community Fund, which includes voluntary donations by Grab employees that the company matched. I think that's really very sweet.
Indeed, Clarissa, like what you have mentioned, Dr. Tahir donated $300,000 and the five CDC, we doubled their money by providing the match funding. And we are so, so grateful to Grab Singapore because they did not just provide the technology platform, they wanted to also provide some support, monetary support. So the $60,000 contributed by Grab COVID-19 Community Fund, which includes voluntary donations by their own employees, that is then matched dollar for dollar. I think it's beautiful because this demonstrates the whole of community response from a philanthropist, Dr. Tahir, from a private sector company, Grab, and the five CDCs to support our children staying in the rental block. And I think this comes at a really crucial time when many lives and support systems are being disrupted. And if you ask me, Clarissa, I think this spirit of solidarity is Singapore together in action.
Oh, I totally believe that. We are speaking with Ms. Lo Yan Ling, Chairman of Mayor's Committee and Mayor of Southwest District. Do you see this as an example of that spirit of generosity that Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat was alluding to in his Supplementary Budget 2020 roundup?
Yes, indeed. I think whether we see this as Singapore Together or even SG United, what we are witnessing in this simple initiative that's put together in 10 days from ideation to fusion, I think it shows, it demonstrates the cooperation across public sector and private sector, as well as people on the ground weaving together a very assuring network of support for the vulnerable families and children as we brave the COVID storm together. And I think this is really uniquely Singapore, and as we watch out for each other and uplift those in need, I think we are also closing ranks and fortifying our community. And since we're talking about food, I should say that we're fortifying our community with vitamins of care, security and stability to win this battle.
I like that. That is very good. I'm going to use that.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to assume with this very, very close working relationship you have with the other four mayors that you're probably already exploring more schemes to help the vulnerable communities in each of your districts. Am I right? Yeah,
absolutely. In fact, we are continuing with our almost daily video conferencing to explore new programs and also enhance existing programs. Really, the key word here is be very resident-centric. And knowing that even looking at our residents in our district, our different district may face different emerging issues, which is why the mayor would have the flexibility to design the program. And even within the district, Clarissa, you will agree, we have different target audience. Some are elderly who are staying alone, and some are kids, young children, or some are students in post-secondary school. They face different challenges during this period. And we hope to be able to be responsive. For example, in early March, I represented the mayor to made a speech during the budget debate about an upcoming new program, which is really a community voucher program. And we are still finalizing the details, and we certainly will come back to you, Clarissa, and your radio station when we have the details.
All right. I look forward to getting it and getting you back on Money FM 89.3. Now, you and your fellow mayors, this is going to be a very difficult and busy time for you. The circuit breaker extends to June 1st. But the fallout, the economic fallout, especially to the vulnerable communities, will probably be felt for the rest of the year, maybe into early next year. Members of the public like myself, what can we do to support the efforts that the CDCs are making to assist these communities?
Thank you, Clarissa. You are very kind to share that. Indeed, in the last 2 months, the mayors and the CDC have been approached by individuals and corporate partners, even though they themselves, their own lives, have been disrupted by COVID-19. We have been approached by residents and individuals and companies who are suffering. They approached us expressing interest to donate money or even donate their products or in kind to uplift the lives of the less fortunate. And I appeal to the listeners of this radio station, if you're one of them, please feel free to approach any of the mayors and the CDC. We look forward to your support, and we look forward to seeing how we can also match your contributions to really expand the outreach and better support our vulnerable families, like what Dr. Tahir and also Grab has done with this collaboration.
All right. And on that note, we have been speaking with Ms. Lo Yan Ling, Chairman of the Mayor's Committee and Mayor of Southwest District. My mayor. Mayor, thank you for joining us today on The Soul of Business.
Thank you, Clarissa.
This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.